Okay, good evening. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, once an orthopedic surgeon, now your professional medical rebel. And tonight's guest is Derek Johnson. Derek, you've seen him on the internet. He's a veteran. He's been speaking about the continuity of government that's going on. I believe it's going on also. I thought I'd get him on to talk about that. But you might also know that he's had two Billboard hits as a country western singer, back-to-back hits on the Billboard country airplay. But he's also a veteran. He and George Strait were the only two veterans of the military. He's the only one with that zero publicity. So hopefully we're going to change that. Anyway, so we'll be back and we'll talk to him about what's really going on. And I've made some observations around the time of the inauguration, and I think it'll be good to talk to him about it. So we'll see you in a minute. Don't forget to go to the Brighteon shop. If you like the show, use the code REBEL and support the show. Thank you.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code REBEL at checkout for additional savings.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
Oh my goodness, we love Brighteon TV. We are so excited that they are bringing quality content to the American public that has been starving for this stuff due to all the censorship.
I know, it's amazing how necessity is the mother of invention, and as much as we hate the censorship, it's amazing because Brighteon, things like Brighteon, come into fruition, and so we're really excited about that. We're Spiro Pictures. Mm-hmm. This is Joy, my wife. And I am Mr. Joy. No, I'm Matt there. And we're filmmakers, and we make, what documentaries do we make, babe?
We've done Reawakening series, we've done the Trump I Know, and we have done Selection Code.
Yep. And so we're just going to stand out and say hi, bye, but we love Brighteon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You got to be watching Brighteon TV. This is so important. We are the news.
Hi, I'm James Mundy with Liberty Monks Podcast. You can find us at www.libertymonks.com. We love watching uncensored truth, and that's what you get when you go to Brighteon. Amazing people at Brighteon, but you get uncensored information, and you get the truth there, and that's why we're huge fans of Brighteon Network.
Thanks for coming on, Derek. I really, really appreciate it. And I really have enjoyed listening to your videos because, quite frankly, my friends all think I've gone completely crazy on some of this stuff. But I spent 10 years in the military, and the stuff I saw around the time of the inauguration and what I've been hearing subsequently, it just didn't make sense. And I just have to tell people, the thing that really caught my eye, there are so many things, but we could talk about, but the thing that really caught my eye was the fact that the Marine escort, and normally he would have escorted Lady Gaga into the inaugural party by putting out his elbow. She would have taken the elbow and he would have escorted her in. I've done this a million times. I used to live in DC and go to embassy parties and the whole thing. And no, that isn't what happened. He grabbed her elbow like a perp walk. He had her by the, just above the, just above the humeral condyle. So that's where you grab a prisoner. And he was kind of almost leaning away from her like, I really don't want to be next to this person. You know, that really, because those guys never make a mistake. And I said, what is going on here? And then I started watching.
Well, I mean, it's a military occupancy as defined in the Law of War Manual that would have gone into operation around October 2016. It would have been in planning long before then. You know, President Trump laid a lot of code optics and things of that nature, as we call optics and code language, down on the 2016 campaign trail. And my grandfather and great uncles talked about when he's one night in particular, Jeb Bush asked, hey, who's gonna vote for you? Who's going to back you and who's going to support you? And of course, President Trump, being the smart aleck that he is, and I love that. I love smart alecks personally. If you got facts to back it up, I love it. And he said specifically, he said, well, that's a loaded question. That's more than one question. If you give me time, told the moderator, if you give me time, I'll answer that. And he said, look, one, who's going to vote for me? The American people are going to vote for me because people are tired of BS politicians like you, your career politicians. Every single one of you on this stage gets up here and you tell the people what they want to hear and you never back it up. I'm not a career politician. I'm a businessman. Who's going to back me and who's going to support me? Here's the meat of that right there. Is my grandfather and different other people who would have been in their 90s in this era if they would still been living, always said that 200 generals said this. President Trump specifically said, I have, who's going to back me, who's going to support me? I have 200 generals right now and more to come backing me. That was a conspiracy theory for a lot of years. As we know, conspiracy was created by the CIA. And so, you know, 200 generals backing me right now. Well, he also said the same night that never again will we announce to the public what we're doing with the military, because if we tell the public what's going on, guess who else finds out? So if you want to know what's going on in the military, he said, you can join. Okay, which, as you know, when you join, you swear under an oath of Title 10 of the Constitution, and you also are under an NSA. So you're not supposed to be talking out there if you're in the military. And of course, as we know, there's a lot of lower enlisted who never know what's going on. They just take orders. But it's a military occupancy that would have started. President Trump laid the groundwork down in the optics down for it. And we went into a covert sting operation, world operation. It's not just U.S. It's a world operation.
The Alliance of Generals.
That's correct. We have an alliance of generals who have taken over. It's not just President Trump. It's not just a President Trump thing for the people out there. This is an alliance, as you said, of generals, world generals. And then President Trump was the face of the United States because the United States is that, we're that truth barrier to the world. As tons of people, I have so many people who email me all over the world, and they know our Constitution better than 99% of Americans do. President Trump stepping in front of the Queen, also being crowned king in Saudi Arabia, being crowned king in Saudi Arabia. Then you have him stepping into North Korea, and then also standing in front of all the people at the summit, and then also declaring Jerusalem capital of Israel. There's so many things that show President Trump was a different. He was God appointed. He was a military plug, and I talk about that, how he was plugged by the military in 2016. They already had the evidence, like today, for example, November the 8th. We don't need any more evidence. We have enough evidence from 2016, 2018, and 2020. And it was all in executive orders, all in laws, all in statutes, all in codes. And President Trump and the generals outlined this operation in a blueprint, which is, I mean, I don't know how else you can describe it outside of brilliant and phenomenal. And also just, it's biblical from the standpoint of, I mean, it's a world operation that's all in a blueprint. It's outlined. And I don't know how else you can describe it, because every single thing goes together in a puzzle. And you can watch it from 2017 to present day if you knew and, you know, knew how to piece it and knew what discernment of propaganda versus what's real law. But
now, do you know,
it's an operation.
How far back do you think it goes? I mean, we've heard back to the shooting of President Kennedy before.
We know that the United States became a federal corporation with the Organic Act of 1871, and it's defined in Stoutenberg versus Hennett, and also 28 U.S. Code 3002. You know, whether it actually started during the 1870s as far as just a complete drop off the cliff and found we're a corporation, who knows that? But I mean, it started then. That started the decline of the U.S., and we were never under. We were never a republic anymore from that date forward. I think where it really fell off the cliff would have been JFK, because JFK was President Trump of that era.
And so, but is that when they started taking it back, do you think? I mean, I heard, I mean, we keep hearing that, you know, JFK Jr. and Trump are friends and, you know, did JFK Jr. really die? And I actually looked into that and I kind of say, I got to say, that's a little sketch on that the recovery of the bodies and the whole bit. But, you know, that's the question is, did that happen? You know,
we know that, you know, I try to tell people, you know, that doesn't really prove what's going on right now, but right. Just for fun talk, you and I and different people. You and I both know that taxpayer money does pay for the Witness Protection Agency and that it is legit. And those U.S. Marshals do guard people 24 hours a day. And there's never been anybody harmed in the whole history of the Witness Protection. But, you know, if he's alive or not, even if he was, he's not going to come out and reveal it at this point, because it's the whole reason you go into Witness Protection is to get away from that kind of lifestyle that you don't want to have anymore, or also protection for other threats. Of that nature, when you get to that level of, you know, popularity and politics and fame and all the other things. So, but, you know, I think possibly, you know, most people would never be able to dream that, because they would, you know, everybody hits me with, why are people have to die? And I'm like, people die every day. I mean, I stop.
Well, yeah. We're in a war. No, I mean, you know unfortunately, in a war, there are casualties. And I'm constantly saying to people when they call me about, you know, their neighbor is not is going to take this vaccine, or they're going to do this, that, and the other thing. I said, you know, unfortunately, we're in a triage situation and you can't save everybody, especially the people that don't see a need to be saved. It's
exactly. Yeah. Well, another thing about people ask about President Trump, him pushing the vaccines. First off, he went to a military installation for his treatment. That was an opt-in right there. And also, as we know in the military, we have our own military vaccines. We have our own medical research facilities. We have our own medical everything. And so I try to tell people right there, look, you know, President Trump, the other thing about that, the parallel to that, or the perpendicular, however you want to look at it, if the president started telling you what you can and can't put in your body, I mean, he could tell you to quit smoking, start smoking, quit drinking, start drinking.
Sure.
I mean, so, you know, like things that are detrimental to your health, he could tell you to, you know, so you can't do that. And, you know, and shouldn't want that. No one should ever want that, you know, for first and foremost.
Yeah. Hitler had the first no smoking laws, by the way. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, so it's like, you know, and so. It's one of those things where people have to get back to, once again, what do you really want being told to you and what you don't want being told to you. And our founders made that very precedent. And we lost our foundation very early anyway, because when you have Marbury versus Madison, 1803, 16 years after the Constitution, we have Madison going in trying to define what a law looks like. And here we are in 2022. No wonder we look like we look. 16 years after the Constitution, you have Marbury versus Madison saying, you know, Madison saying that any statute that bears the appearance of a law that doesn't bat the Constitution is null and void. It's a repugnant to the Constitution. So when we have that, just think where we are today with our laws and orders. And there's a lot of laws and a lot of orders that don't have anything to do with our Constitution. And that's where we let a cabal, we let a senior executive level group of people, you know, lead this country and lead the world. And it became a world alliance in a different way, too. You know, and the military finally stepped in. We got a lot of men and women out there, God-inspired men and women on these world levels, these alliances and these generals who are God-inspired right now. And they all stepped in together and they're saying, all right, enough's enough. And they're leading this rally. And we have visual evidence of it. I was looking at the flight app a while ago. I mean, we have so many National Guard aircraft out of their states, out of this country. National Guard and Reserve components. The only way the National Guard and Reserve can be out of their state and out of this country is to be federalized by the president. The only person who's done that is President Trump in Executive Order 13912 and 10 U.S. Code
That's a good
Chapter
point.
1209. And he's the only one to do that. Biden, even though I know he's not real, most people that are awake know he's not real. Biden hasn't done anything. He's never mentioned the word Space Force out of his mouth. The Ohio National Guard deployed 400 soldiers in September. The articles out of all the Ohio news outlets said military officials. Nowhere in the outlets, nowhere in the articles does it say the word president. Does it say the word Biden? Does it say President Biden? Does it say Commander Chief? It says military officials are deploying these. The baby formula shortage in May. Article NBC specifically says the Secretary of Defense approves this mission. If Biden was president, he would have the same powers as every other president. Why, if he's president, he'd also be commander in chief of the military. Why doesn't any of these articles, not a single article since January 20th, 2021 to present day, has Biden in anything remotely close to the military or the Space Force? So, and we also know in August, the Army and all military branches transfers all communications to the Space Force under one command. Who's the commander? If Biden's never mentioned it, who's the commander? Spaceforce.mil, that was DOD. That wasn't just some, like, you know, one of our papers that we get, like military.com. They had it on there, but it wasn't just them or the Army Times or the Military Times. This was Spaceforce.mil and also DOD and a few other main government sources telling you this. So,
You know, I've been saying to people for a long time, you know, if there was a Biden administration and he was commander in chief and was in charge, he would have had the military securing his money laundering operation in Ukraine. And they just didn't do that. They couldn't do it.
No.
There's something very wrong. That's a very wrong, if this were true, because they've been fleecing that place since 2014 and probably before. But I watched when they took down Yanukovych. And Yanukovych might have been he was kind of a corrupt politician, but he was their corrupt politician that had been duly elected. And then we went in and staged the so-called uprising that brought him down. And then we got Poroshenko. We got now the great brilliant guy in the T-shirt. So, you know, he'd be over there. And so that doesn't make sense either. And what do you make of at the inauguration? I mean, there's so many things to talk about there. I just mentioned two of them. One of them is the guy that they always take a picture of the military, you know, the president and the vice president, and between them they put a senior military officer. And I looked at that guy and I said, not only who is that, but what is it? I mean, you know, I think the guy, the bellman at the Waldorf Astoria would have looked more squared away. And then I actually went to the Waldorf Astoria down the street in Washington, D.C., and he was more squared away. I said, oh, my gosh, what is going on?
I mean, there's so many things to do with the inauguration.
And the guys turning their backs, these soldiers turning their backs on the cavalcade, or the motorcade.
Well, for your base out there, I always put quotations around, you know, the inauguration. First off, it wasn't an inauguration. President Trump received the full grade inauguration. It's really simple. You go to Joint Base Andrews, both Air Force Ones are there, not Trump Force Ones, not Dr. Lee Merritt Force Ones, not Derek Johnson Force Ones, but Air Force Ones, both of them present. Every president-elect in the history of Air Force has received that flight in. Biden didn't receive that. And then President Trump walks off a red carpet rollout off of Marine One. Biden's never been seen on Marine One, even on what they call Air Force One. They show in the media, they only show the stairwell. They never show the full aircraft with Biden. Okay. He's never walked off of Marine One. Ever once have we seen him on Marine One. The clips that the media has shown of him were his vice president clips. Very easy to depict. And then President Trump, red carpet rollout, high honor, royalty. And on the fourth ruffle, I always have to show the fourth of fourth. So dun 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 on the fourth one of those. The 21-gun salute starts on Hail to the Chief. It's not the third, not the second, not the first. That's how particular the military is. The fourth ruffle, 21-gun salute. It all happened. It's really plain and simple. President Trump received a full-grade constitutional bylaw and military-grade regulation inauguration service. Also, he's the first president to fly out of D.C. on Air Force One post-noontime with Air Force One. So, sealed, signed, sealed, delivered. There's the inauguration. Now move over to the other day. So the other side of town, there was two different versions. They did a live ceremony because they knew some people would show up to D.C. So it couldn't be bare there. So they had the actors and actress plugged that day. You had Garth Brooks singing Amazing Grace. All right. That's never been done before. Amazing Grace is a funeral song. It's a sad song. And it's one of the most popular songs in the world. And then also. The other thing is, if you look at all the former inauguration ceremonies, if you look at Trump's first one, if you look at Obama, Clinton, Bush Jr. and Bush Sr., just those alone, if you go back and watch the copper that's on the Capitol building, it's copper. Same copper as the Statue of Liberty. Biden's is brown. It's brown lamps. Completely different. Also, if you look back on those, the American flag, nothing under it. Biden's has a POW flag up under it. Okay, prisoner of war. He died as a prisoner of war. Okay, so when you fast forward, okay, the other, sorry, I got a little fly around me, but the even the fly sniffs that out. So there's certain soldiers that were around Biden that were non-regulation uniforms on purpose. There was a soldier that CBS has on their inauguration photo page, an Army soldier wearing a multi-cam uniform with an ACU Kevlar vest with a brown patch pay, which you don't even wear, with a little black strand coming across. He's got black gloves on with American flag. The only American flag on the Army uniform and the Army National Guard is on the shoulders. Yeah. But you also wouldn't be jacked up. You wouldn't be in two different color pattern uniforms that day, because you and I know you would have many days to prepare for this, because you would be tasked out. Hey, you're on presidential detail and you're going to be at the inauguration service. You would be spick and span, as the saying is. We would be fully squared away. We would be looking all jacked up and ate up, as we know what we call it in the military. There's other terms for it I can't say. My mama would get me. Right? So, but you know, it's there's that. And you go on the same CBS website, scroll all the way down. It shows a Marine Master Gunnery Sergeant practicing for the inauguration. BDU's battle dress uniforms. The last time you guys in the Marines wore battle dress uniforms was 2005. That wouldn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. If that was really inauguration service, once again, spick and span, squared away in today's uniform. So there's those alone. Then the soldiers that you saw around the motorcade that they showed, this was a completely different day. Because some of that was pre-recorded. Charlie Ward put that he had all of the inauguration service over in Spain 8 hours before.
The
January the 20th.
I heard that.
So the other parts of the world already had the inauguration service, and it's time stamped. They had this time stamp, so it was pre-recorded. So the parts you saw with the motorcade, those soldiers were legit National Guard soldiers. They were all squared away. Not a single one. It wasn't like it was five dumb privates standing around. As you and I know, there's just a few that just can't get with the program ever. All right. It wasn't like it was four or five or 10 of them standing around not knowing what's going on. No, it was all of them. Never once saluted the motorcade, the president, the flag. There's three things you and I always did in the military. We saluted the president. We saluted the officers appointed over us. Unless you were an officer, you didn't have to. But if you're an officer, and then you salute the flag. It's real simple. That's just military. That's military bearing. That's military regulations. It has nothing to do with, I don't like this person or I do like this person. Nothing to do with that.
Right, right.
And so there was that. Then you fast forward to the grave of the unknown soldier, which is sacred to us. You know, you and I, we can make humor as veterans. We can make humor. We can use dark humor. But at the end of the day, the whole reason you join the military is you have to pay the ultimate sacrifice, as we call it, and you die in that uniform. That's why the uniform is sacred to us. So you go to the grave of an unknown soldier, same thing, right by the wreath. There's a soldier there, no PC cap on, and the others have PC caps on. All right, this all jacked up. You wouldn't have that. Biden never touched the wreath. It looks like he did. He never touched the wreath, pushing it back.
I saw that.
There was that. And then you go over there. That was what they call it. And missile defense artillery, air defense artillery. I'm not artillery by trade, though. In truth, artillery guys would go, you're not really artillery. We're in an artillery school, right? So I love the joke, if there's any artillery listening, is that no, we weren't real artillery, but we were in the artillery school. But still, three-piece artillery, they call it three-volley salute. It's the V-O-L-L-E-Y. And two for misfire. I mean, excuse me, two for fire, one for misfire. Real simple. Military funeral services. Joe Biden received a full gray military funeral service. He died as a prisoner of war. So when it's all revealed in the military tribunals, you know, I know people think we're crazy right now, and that's conspiracy. There's no such thing as a conspiracy, because we're talking military law and military orders and military regulations. Every single soldier, me and you, look at our age gap. You served under the same uniform code of military justice, the same military laws, and the same military regulations, and the same constitution. Every soldier in every memorial grave out there right now served under the same Title 10, swore in under Title 10, and also served on the same constitution and the same uniform code of military justice. So it's not a conspiracy. So, you know, when people find out what a military tribunal is and they see what's coming in the future, you know, we'll be validated and we'll be vindicated and all the other terms, because it's just simple, straight up military law and military orders. And, you know, we didn't write them. We didn't pass them, you know, but we know how to interpret them.
Yeah, I saw that about the salute too, the cannons and the artillery salute. It was absolutely everything was wrong. Well, besides all the glitches, I mean, you could actually see the CGI. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was, you know, if you guys are going to do this, they ought to at least get a little bit better camera people to. I could do that video editing better, you know, where people disappear.
Oh,
that's
time.
Just
I mean,
terrible. That was terrible. And you know that it's not, it's like, even now, I actually ran into somebody now I'm in a situation where people talk to me and I travel a lot. And a lady came up and she said, you know, I live in Culver City. And I think that's where they're filming all this, because sudden high security, couldn't walk on that side of the street. They'd shoo you away, all these guards, you know? So yeah, I am with you that it's not right. What do you think happens in the near future? Because this can't go on forever. Are we close to getting to some resolution of this, do you think?
There's two or three different points of that. One, if you look at the Fox News article that came out on 11.5, which is also 11.5 in the military.
That's funny.
The law of war manual. If you go read it, I mean, it parallels it, I mean, to a pinpoint accuracy about the power, having security and power, so the occupying power. So you have to go read that title. I'd have to pull it up and look at it real quick.
So my confusion about the law of war manual, and I read that, I read what I thought was the pertinent parts, but it's written about, it really seems to be pertaining this. For example, it would be like when we occupied Japan or Germany, that there were certain things we could do, certain things we had to allow the occupied country to do. But now I couldn't quite figure out in this situation, if that's the truth. And I do think we're in devolution. I think DC has just been shut down essentially, but there's a year time frame, and at the end of the year, things happen. Now we've passed that year and it looks like things are happening, but I'm not sure what to make of it now. And I'm not quite sure, like, are they the occupying force, or are we the occupying force at this point? Is the military the, when I say we, I'm talking about the military, our military.
Yeah, it's our military. So right here, 11.5, which is a 5.5, which is awesome. 11.5, 11.5, a 5.5. Duty of the occupying power to ensure public order and safety. Well, when you go read the Fox News article on 11.5, it was them talking about what the National Guard cyber teams were being activated in 14 states. I mean, those two parallel each other so pinpoint accurate. And that's just one day. That's just one little title. So when you fast forward to 11.8, you'd have to go look at it. 11.8 is really freaking awesome in the law of war manual. What this is President Trump, when he says, giving the power back to the people, we can't give the power back to the people if they know what's going on. But he also says, being president is a mighty powerful thing. Be careful what you wish for. So what they're doing, what they, military alliance generals, are doing, they're taking the federal corporations' statutes, codes, and laws, and they're reversing it on them. They're making them hang themselves to the public. President Trump said it over and over again, that the crimes and evidence of those will be displayed to the public in full accordance to the law. Okay, so when you take that and you look at the corporation, once again, the 28 U.S. Code, 3002 definition, federal corporation, they're taking all these codes. And when President Trump says that, be careful what you wish for, he's taking all these laws and orders, even the executive order 12148 that Jimmy Carter did for national emergencies. He's taking all these codes and reversing it because of this. He declared three national emergencies that Congress failed to address. And because they failed to do so, that was a breach of national security. So when they failed to do that, that was a threat to our people. President Trump had to take emergency powers of the president and war powers of the president, the Presidential Emergencies Act, the Stafford Act, Executive Order 13912, Executive Order 13848, Executive Order 13919, and all these other codes. And he had to what? He had to federalize the National Guard active duty. That was a power of the president. That's emergency powers of the president. Every other president has that option if they need to use it. So President Trump's only doing what's in our Constitution. That's under Article 2 and under Article 4 of the Constitution, which defines the presidential roles in doing so. So he extended his power. And when he did so, what he's doing is taking all these codes and these orders in the military or in this military occupancy, and they're gonna, you know, put this, or it's what we're going to call the military government. So the military is going to go into, as you know, we will go into a military government where they take, the military's in control, and they'll show you what votes that Biden got and what votes that President Trump received, and they will show you. And if the people can't trust the military, then they, it's like this, it was David Crockett. He said, you may all go to hell and I'll go to Texas. Well, that's kind of how I feel. If people don't want to listen to military personnel like me, well, you may all go to hell and we'll go back to the U.S. and you guys can go. I know that's real harsh, but once again, if people can't trust the military, I don't know who you can trust.
Unfortunately, we've been seeing the military as portrayed by these guys in D.C., which are, I asked a senior retired military officer, I said, when they were vaccinating all the troops, when it looked like they were vaccinating all the troops, which I believe they have, that I said, has the entire general staff been captured? I mean, and the answer I got back was quite possibly. So,
I knocked out all those dudes. I mean, once again, there is a military industrial complex, no doubt. There's been that for years. And you had traitors throughout history. We've always had traitors. We will always have traitors. That's why we have to reach a level of sustainability where we put back honesty, integrity, accountability, and responsibility in there. Because you and I know that you're never going to get rid of evil. But if you do what President Trump was showing, that when you get people in hiring and firing positions, if they're not doing their job, they're out of here.
And smaller government, because you can't. The problem is we've become an administrative state. So it's the SES class in the Pentagon, for example, there's for every active duty person there are a million civilians that have authority over the whole thing. And I think that at some point we didn't elect those people and they're not serving under the people we elect. They're kind of impervious to any, as we've seen with the FBI recently and the CIA issues, they're kind of impervious from being touched by any kind of lawful order.
Well, and that's the other thing that President Trump's reversing on them. Just for example, the FBI raid, and then also President Trump in the exertion of executive privilege. All right, why is it called executive privilege? It's a privilege by the executive branch. How can he exert executive privilege if he's civilian Trump? All right, he can't. I don't care what attorneys say out there. Attorneys want to butcher the law, too. He can't do that. And Congress wouldn't do it for him. You think Congress, that even though I know it's... it's all a facade. It's all part of the operation this Congress is, because they're under a military occupancy. It's just a facade to keep the people going in that continuation of government, to keep people going while they clean all this out and they get everything implemented. But Congress, for the people who are still asleep, there's been 10 Republicans vote every single time on the Democratic side. Do you think that Congress would exert executive privilege for Donald John Trump? No, they wouldn't. Okay, yeah. So when the media said he exerted executive privilege in November 2021, they're telling you who's still president right there, because if he has it privilege of the executive branch, then he's still the executive branch commander, the president. And the other thing is just the raid on Mar-a-Lago. This is real simple. This is so freaking awesome. What I said a while ago, he's taking every single order and reversing it on the federal corporation. Yeah. Obama wrote an executive order about presidential records and archives. So you can't be raiding the former presidents. It talks about former presidents have this privilege. So what did they do? They broke Obama's executive order, President Trump's. So the people out there who don't like Trump or anything to do with that, the people who just can't understand law and order, they can't point a finger at him. They can go, someone like me would go, well, this is passed by Obama, your president. So, they're making all these orders be reversed. And instead of me going around and saying, hey, what Dr. Lee did, she did this. They're making the evil hang themselves in public. They're making the evil expose themselves. So it's an operation. It's a brilliant operation. And it's also the art of war. So you had all these people that turned on President Trump, and it made all the enemy loosen up a little bit. And they committed more crimes. It's just the art of war. I tell people to go read that book. It's an intense read. It's a long read. It's a tough read. I think my light's getting crazy here.
Let me just ask you. So the other question that people always have is, there's all this stuff on the internet. And I have to say, I was dubious at first, too. However, it does seem to be happening that people are kind of disappearing. Not necessarily that they're just completely gone, but you don't really see them in active front roles. They're not making personal experiences. You can see people on film all you want to, but they're not making personal experiences. And the latest one, so the latest one I got in my eye was Bansal, the CEO of Moderna. And yeah, well, the story is answer. That they just arrested him. Now, what do you think? Are they arrested? Because I got to tell you now, and this is just, I don't know anything, but I just do this. I had two friends that were orthopedic surgeons. When I was an orthopedic surgeon at the Marine Base in Camp Lejeune, they were down at Gitmo. And it was just this, you know, pukey little base. I mean, it was just this quiet little base. I used to think it was funny because to play golf down there, they would have a piece of AstroTurf, and it was a little square piece of AstroTurf that you picked up and brought with you because you played on sand because they didn't have any grass. But now it's this huge base. You can see it from the air. It's huge. What do we, you know, why during time when we didn't expand our war situation, why would we expand Gitmo?
Well, because President Trump had an executive order about that, and he also spoke on it many times, that they're expanding it where tens of thousands of prisoners will go, bad guys. And so we know that the New York Times has already reported December 2021 that military tribunals will start mid-2023. So there's plenty of evidence to that. Biden even campaigned all out through 2020 that he was going to shut down Gitmo, shut down Gitmo, shut down Gitmo. He had speeches in February and September, even though those are optics. For guys like me and people like you that know this stuff. But, you know, February and September, I'm going to shut down Gitmo. And he shut down Gitmo. And if he was president, he'd have the same powers, once again, as every other president. One stroke of the pen, he could shut down Gitmo. He ain't done it. Gitmo, as we know, I mean, it's going to be a bad, it's not going to be a good and fun experience for all these people that are going there. And this is going to happen. New York Times ain't going to put all their reputation on the line and say that these military tribunals are going to start when they weren't going to happen. So you have to look at that situation.
And I'll tell you the other one that may sound just crazy, but I've been following this. You know, early on, they came out with this kind of like decoder ring. And the decoder ring was, if somebody, you're going to start seeing prominent people that test positive or negative for COVID. And this is what it means. Right. And I tell you, it does seem to, you know, the testing positive for COVID essentially was translated that they test positive means I've rolled over to the authorities. I'm helping the authorities, and whatever my punishment will be, my reputation will remain intact. But if you test negative, not a good deal for you. So I started looking at this, and I have to say, you know, we had. Trudeau said the words, and when they speak these things, when they say things like this, it's almost like they're reading a script, because it's like, Albert Burla was one of the later ones. He just said this, I'm just letting you know. Now here's the president of the CEO of a major corporation, the major corporation probably for this, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. And he gets up in front of a camera and he's perfectly healthy, but he says, I'm just letting you know, I've tested positive for COVID and I'll be self-isolating for a while. What?
All these, once again, Executive Order 13959. Man, that thing is brilliant. Written November the 12th, 2020. I mean, this specific says active anything after January the 11th, 2021, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I mean, why would you get that specific in an actual executive order? President Trump. And it talks about the freezing of the assets, and it talks about those who are funding the Chinese Communist military. After that date, all right, you had the big one step down, Bezos. Bezos, when I was at Colorado State University doing my master's degree in business, we studied Bezos because he wanted to take over, I think it was Whole Foods or World Market, one of those anyways. He wanted to do a takeover, and he wanted to be bigger than Walmart. All right, why would Bezos step down for philanthropy reasons when his whole agenda was to become bigger than Walmart and he had this plan that he'd been working his whole life? He stepped down for philanthropy reasons. Warren Buffett left the Bill Gates Foundation. Bill Gates and his wife announced divorce. It was just a few. GameStop, Evergrande. I mean, there was all these different companies that defaulted or either went into had to go into bankruptcy. There's been over 1,400 or 1,500 CEOs who have stepped down since that
day. Yeah, I've seen that.
Zuckerberg, as President Trump calls him, weirdo. Weirdo has dumped every single day since that date. He's dumped over $100 billion in stocks. So they're making these guys go bankrupt. So it is. It's straight up what you're watching And it's multiple CEOs. I mean, it's not just, I mean, some of these people don't know, some of them are actual big names. But, you know, if you're using U.S. stocks and funds to fund the Chinese Communist military, boom, if you knew about it, they're going to get you. And you're going to lose everything.
And I think that's, you know, one of the things that I think has come out about this, and I have to say, and I think it's kind of amusing in a way, because when I was in the military, we were still fighting the Cold War with the Soviets, right?
No,
the Soviet
exactly.
Union hadn't fallen. And at the end of time, after it finally did, in the mail, after I'm long out of the military, I got this little ribbon for having prosecuted the Cold War against the Soviets. But now what's obvious is, it was true then too, we're just learning about it, that nation states are not the division here, that there's factions within every country. And we've had factions within this country working with the communist Chinese faction, working with the bad guys in Britain and whatever. And now we have the good guys working with the good guys. And they've been talking about this for a long time, that the Brother Bear Alliance, that the Russians, the Chinese, and we are all working together. And that's hard to swallow, that are so used to this kind of, you know, bipolar world that you know, it's all them versus us, but I don't think that's true, and it probably hasn't been for a long time. What do you make of did you follow the thing with Hu Jintao being escorted out of the plenipotentiary meeting of the what do you think about all that? Is that a coup? Are they cleaning the Chinese house too?
They are. They're cleaning the Chinese. It's a world alliance once again. And like you, I mean, you fought during this time period, but, you know, it's like the Ukrainian situation, all these Americans over here who put their Ukrainian flags, All these people who never served in the military, who want to tell a veteran like me or you what's going on, and they can't even put their own state on the map. 50% of America can't even put their own state on the map. That's pretty sad. Or also fill in the states on the map. So you got all these young people and different people who want to look at you like crazy, but here's the deal. Like you said, all right. Ukraine hasn't filed for border registration since 1992. That's 3 years after the Iron Curtain. All right, there's that. Then you fast forward to what you and I were talking about, 2014. Obama had 3 executive orders on Ukraine. Protecting their financial interests was the backside legality terms in there. If you read it on the surface, you wouldn't see that. But you got to understand legal terms and legal matters. And then also know what was going on during that same year, as you know. They didn't have a presidential election. They clawed the president. And also on the taxpayer money, Vice President Biden made 7 trips in 7 months to Ukraine. All right. So all this stuff, when you add it together, then you look at President Trump. So I've got a picture on my phone that I took. I don't know anybody else that has this picture. There may be somebody, but I took a picture of President Trump and also Putin side by side. November the 9th, the wee hours of the morning after President Trump was declared winner of the 2016 election. I have a picture, and it says, ready to work with Trump for the reset. And it has single quotations around reset, ready to work with Trump for reset. And I will work with President Trump. All right, so there's that. Then you fast forward to 2018, Ukraine broke a CIS treaty with Russia. All right, so they not only have they not filed for border registration, then they go break this treaty with Russia. And then want to file for border registration, don't want to take credit for everything that's going on in their nation, the money laundering, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what else happened in 2018? President Trump was handed a soccer ball by President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
The ball's in your court, Mr. President. What do you want me to do? Well, we know for fact now, last year, all through 2021, Psaki and all of them said, oh, there's no such thing as biolabs in Ukraine. No biolabs. Undersecretary under Biden, Victoria Nuland, who also worked for the same Obama administration and same Vice President Biden, Victoria Nuland, March the 8th, 2022, was under oath, and she said there are biolabs in Ukraine, 46 of those. Okay. And then the same day, Mitt Romney is saying there aren't. Normally in history, if we're going to go back to party affiliations, normally it would be the Republicans saying that there are and Democrats saying they're not. But old Mitt Romney, Pelosi, John Kerry, and also Biden had children working for Ukraine.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So we all this stuff's being exposed. And as you and I know, this is not a Republican or Democrat thing. This is a good versus evil. This is who has their hands in a cookie jar. Had it in there a lot longer than just as you and I know, back to even Bush Jr., but it's been in there a lot longer. But still. For history's sake, for the people who are just catching on, all you need to know is the 2014 moving forward. what's been going on. And so, you know, it's the same thing. So China is being cleaned out. Russia is cleaning out Ukraine. China is going to do the same thing more than likely with Taiwan. There's going to be a lot of things that go back to the original law of the land, as we know, because, you know, some of these countries didn't like that when it did happen because of these regimes making it happen. And they were doing it for money situations, as we know, and resources and things of that nature. And it's real simple if people just think about it. There's really three things under an umbrella that really drives wars: resources, land, and money. It's not like that the earth is, I mean, as far as we know, this is all we got, right? And we have reached such a level of where everything, we know everything. I don't think technology it might get a little better here and there, but like we know everything. We can travel anywhere in the world, just snap a finger, unlike it used to be. So we're hoping, we're all knowing. And so what is going to be the turning of the tide for the future? And it has to be a world clean out. We have to get some of this stuff cleaned out that we've been experiencing. And as you and I know, there's so many people, just regular Americans, who don't even know about drug trafficking and sex trafficking and human trafficking and child trafficking. And those things are real and legit. But until it happens to someone in their community, they don't believe it. They don't watch these TV shows and all these other things, but they don't believe it. And it's real and it's legit.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you're right. Hidden things. One of the things that I just discovered was about the blood trafficking. I mean, the blood, you know, body parts are the most expensive. They're the most bang for the buck, the most money per output. The only thing that worries me is, is this the triple fake? You know, when he and Putin say the reset, what is, you know, that we get our hackles up because we're thinking the great reset with the Klaus Schwab. We're not talking that, right? How do we know? Not being triple fake here.
Well, because we have the quantum system that's also in executive orders. We also have quantum.gov, and they're going to put a new system into place. Because U.S. Treasury Secretary said October 18th last year that the U.S. is going to be broke. We've been broke. That was another optic to show people we've been broke. We have nothing to back our reserves with. Also, there was a fence put up around the Federal Reserves. I think it was yesterday.
Saw the picture.
And I'm not making light of it by laughing. I'm just saying that these things have been right in front of everybody, and it goes back to, and I understand, my dad and I had this conversation last night. My dad's an 80-year-old Vietnam vet, Air Force veteran, and he was like, you know, the people wouldn't have known about this. But I'm like, well, Dad, but still at the same time, when someone like me and some of my friends and podcasters who can break this down via laws and orders and also past regimes and go back in history and piece this all together in a blueprint, separates propaganda and separates all the confusion. When we're just talking straight up operations, optics, code language, also laws and orders that are tangible to the same reason these guys died in under the same military laws and orders, then that's when you have to listen and understand that, you know, what I'm watching on these flight apps and what I'm seeing also with the quantum system and all the things that are going to be implemented to be a new kind of system, whatever it's going to look like. I mean, I don't know either. But based off of what we have in documents, but also in laws and orders, what the military is doing, seeing them out of their states and out of the country is at least proof to know that, okay, the only reason they can be out of their states and out of this country is to be federalized by the president. The only person who's federalized is President Trump. So that means those operations have been, I mean, Executive Order 13912 that called into 1 million National Guard to active status. That was March 27, 2020. And like I tell people, just because you didn't see the National Guard spring into action right then doesn't mean anything. That ain't how we operate. We only operate on a need-to-know basis and also on a visual basis of what's actually happening. This is a different kind of war. You don't need to see boots on the ground for this kind of war. This is a cyber warfare.
It's cyber intelligence war.
It's cyber intelligence, artificial intelligence. Once again, Fox News showed you on 11/5 just a few days ago that 14 states activated their cybersecurity teams. Well, guess who those 14 states were? Most of those states were from the 2020 discrepancies that they had when they hit the January 6th date.